Sagt mir der weite Masechta Sanhedrin Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Aleph. So we know that there are Dalad Mises Bezen, Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and Chenek. We have already discussed Skila, Sreifa, Hereg, and now we're going to learn the process of Chenek. Literally, Chenek means to choke. Elohein Hanuchnokin. For the following of Averois, one would be Chayiv Chenek. First, Hamaka of a Ve'ima, someone who hits his father or mother, Chas V'Shalom. Two, V'Gaindiv Nefesh Mi'Yisrael, someone who kidnaps a nefesh Mi'Yisrael. Three, V'Zaken Mamre al Pi Bezdin, a Zaken who rebels against the word of the Bezdin. We'll learn more about that later, Be'ez Hashem. Unavi Hasheker, this is a false prophet. He comes and says, Hashem told me! Hashem never told him anything. V'Amisnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah, this is someone who says over a Nevuah in the name of an Avodah Zarah. See that Avodah Zarah? See that statue? Let me tell you what he told me. V'Abol Eshes Ish, someone who is together with a Eshes Ish. The sixth Chiyuv Chenek is V'Zoyneme Bas Koyin. This is a little tricky. A Bas Koyin that was married, fully married, Arusa Nesuah. She's Mezana, she's Chayiv Sreifa, not Chenek. He gets Chenek, she gets Sreifa. Let's say two Eidim come, they say, we warned this Bas Koyin, she didn't listen to us, she was Mezana. And along come another two Eidim, and they say, what? These two Eidim are lying. Imanu Yisam, you were with us. On that day, you supposedly saw her do the Aveda, you were with us. At that time, in a different place. So they become Eidim Zayimim. Now, normally, what happens to Eidim Zayimim? Normally, the Allah is, V'sisim Leikash, Shazamim Lassis Lachim. You do for the Eidim Zayimim what they wanted to do for someone else. So they wanted to give her Sreifa, they should get Sreifa. But here is a Chiddush, this is an exception to the rule. The Zayimim Eibas Kayin get Chenek. Furthermore, Ubay Allah. The man who was together with the Bas Kayin, he also gets Chenek. Again, we're talking about a Bas Kayin that was an Eshes Ish, that was a married woman. Vaitra says the Mishnah, and now we're going back to explain these Averis. What was the first on the list? Hamaka of a Ve'imai, someone who Chas V'Shalom hits his father or mother. It's like the Mishnah in a Chayiv, he would not be Chayiv, ad she'yaseh b'hen chabura. Unless he inflicts a wound in them. That means making blood come out or bruising the skin. Now there is a separate lav of cursing a father or mother, Chas V'Shalom. Sakta Mishnah Zechoim Rebbe Makalel Rebbe Maka. In this way, the halacha is the one who curses his parent is more chumradik, is stricter than one who hits the parent. Why? In what way? Shehamekalel li achar misa chayiv. If someone curses his parent even after the parents are in Olam Haba, he is chayiv misa. But v'hamakalacha misa pater, someone who hits a parent after the parent passed away, as he hits the body, then he is not chayiv misa. See, the Mefarshim explain words are negayat to the neshama. You daven, you learn. Your neshama is enriched. You have olam haba forever after. You go over to a friend, you're makarifim, you say something nice to him, there's a new boy in your class, you say welcome. These words, they last forever. Chas v'shalom, the other way around, you hurt someone, you antagonize someone, or chepa someone. That also lasts forever. Physical pain is limited to the body. Once the body is no longer connected to the neshama, the body doesn't feel anything. But words, they last forever. And that's why, if someone Chas V'Shalom curses his father or mother, that chiv is there even after the parents pass away, because that words go to neshama. Neshama is always. Whereas hamaka la'achamisa is potter. Vaitra Zok Mishnah, going of nefesh mi Yisrael, we learned that's one of the things, one is chayiv chenek, for kidnapping a nefesh Mi'Yisrael, Einai Chayiv, he would not be Chayiv at Sheyechnesenu Rishusai until he brings the kidnapped person into his Rishus. Rabbi Huda says, at Sheyechnesenu Rishusai, until he takes him into his Rishus, V'yishtamish Pein, he makes him work for him. Batnura says, work that's valued at least a Shava Pruta. Shnemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yishamer Boi Umecharai, he uses him and sells him. So Batanur explains everyone holds and he has to make him work. Shail is whether the work has to be a Shava Pruta or not. Now, the Pasuk says in Parshas Mishpatim, we all remember Parshas Mishpatim, right? Kapitel Chaval of Pasuk Tezayin, if you want to look it up. The Goynif Ish Umecharai, if you steal a person and sell him. In other words, there are Edim that you stole him and sold him. And of course we're talking about he was warned. The Nimsa Biyade. This person that was kidnapped is found in his Rishos before he sold him. Mois Yumas. So he gets Misa. So again, the Pasuk is talking about someone who stole a Nefesh Meisrael, took him into his Rishos, used him, and then sold him. That's when we kill the Ganav, the seller. Even though it says over here in Parshas Mishpatim Stam, that if he sold him, he's Chayiv Misa. So it's Mashma under any set of circumstances. But we learn out from a different Pasuk that it's Dafka if he used him before he sold him. That's when he's Chayiv Misa. We learn that out from a Pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, where it says, Ki yamatzei ish goinev nefesh me'achim ibnei Yisrael v'hisamirboi u'macharoi u'meis haganafahu. So here the Pasuk says v'hisamirboi, dafka if you used him and afterwards you sold him. Now let's make something perfectly clear. Anytime someone kidnaps someone, even if you didn't use him, even if you didn't sell him, you're over on the lav of leisignoiv in the Aseres HaDibros. That Pasuk is talking about goinev nefesh. You know the famous story? That once the Chatzker Rebbe, when he was a little boy, came into the shul, and the Gabbai accused him of stealing the Pushka. It wasn't true. So the Gabbai grabbed him, started to schlep him out of the Besmedesh. He said, don't you know? It says in the Torah, Leisignoiv? And they say the Chatzker Rebbe was a little boy. He said, no, you mean Leisignoivu in Pashas Kedoshim. That goes about stealing money. Leisignoiv goes about stealing people. That's what you're doing right now. Can you put me down, please? Okay, so anyone that kidnaps anyone is over the lav of Leisignoiv. And for that matter, if he sold him without stealing him, never took him out of his Rishus, then he's over the lav of Leyimkru Mimkeres of it. And for those lavim, there could be Malkus. The Tan is only talking about when he's Chayiv Misa. To be Chayiv Misa, he has to steal him, take him into his Rishus, use him, and then sell him. The only Machlaikus is, if when he uses him, does it have to be work that is valued at a Shava Pruta or not? Now we have two other halachas about Goy Nefesh. One is, HaGoy Nefesh Benoy, what's the din if someone kidnaps his own son? Rabbi Yishmael Benoy, Rabbi Yossi Ben Broika, Rabbi Yishmael, the son of Rabbi Yossi Ben Broika, holds Mechayev. He says a person is Chayev Misa. Chum Paitin Chum say he's Potter. That's because the Pasuk says, V'nimsa B'yadai, and he's found Biyadai. That's an extra pasuk l'chayre. It already says if he's found with him. So Mamela, we understand it has to be that he's found in a place where normally he wouldn't be. And the next halacha says the Mishnah, Ganav Misha Chetziyai Eved V'Chetziyai Ben Chayrin. What is the din of someone kidnaps a person who is a half slave and half free man? This would be an Eved who was owned by two people. One of them freed him, the other didn't. So Rabbi Yehuda V'Chayv, Rabbi Yehuda says one would be Chayv for kidnapping such a person. The Chachamim Patur and the Chachamim say that he would be Potter. That's based on how you would dash in different psukim. Okay, so we learned in our Mishnah that the following would be Chayiv Chenek. Hamakai of the Imoi. We explained that Stavka, there's a Chabura, a wound. Goinef Nefesh Mitzrael was the second item on the list. He steals someone and sells him, the Pasuk says. Zaken Mamre, that's a person who argues on the Bezdin Hagadol. We'll see more about that in the next Mishnah. Navi Sheker. He says B'Shem Hashem that Hashem told him something, but he was never a Navi. Or he said something that was said to a different Navi, and he claims it was said to him. Someone who was a Misnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. He says this Avodah Zarah, this star, commanded him to do this, to say this. Even if he says the Avodah Zarah told him to put on tefillin. We don't need the Avodah Zarah to tell us to do things, not even mitzvahs. Abba Alashas Ish was the sixth one. Zaymei Baskayin Uboy Aleha. So he said, this is the Edom Zoymimim, who came and claimed that a certain Baskayin was Mizana after she was married. Then it turned out that two other Edom came and say, you were with us at that time. You claim you saw that person, the Rechayim Chenek. And the Baal, the man who was with the Baskayin after she was married, he is Chayim Chenek. Then the Mishnah went on to explain the halachis of a Makkah over the Imai. We said he's not Chayim until he inflicts a Chabura. Blood comes out. We said it could be a black and blue mark, but really blood comes out. That's what a black and blue mark is. It just doesn't penetrate the outer layer of the skin. Mekalel Avim, a person who curses his father and mother, that person's Chayiv Skila. And there is a Chumrah that would be even Li'achar Misa. Even if one of his parents passed away and he curses them afterwards, he's still Chayiv. But by hitting, he would only be chayiv when they're alive. And then the Mishnah explained to us the din of goinav nefesh. The pasuk says, "Goinav ishul macharai." They're edim that he kidnapped a person and sold him. This is after they warned him. V'nimse biyadai. We're talking about a person who actually kidnapped someone, took him into his rishus, and made him work. Then he sold him. The only shaila is this: that he had to work in his rishus before he sold him. How much did he have to work? Here we had a machlokes in the Mishnah whether it had to have been work of a shava pruta or not. Tanakama holds even if it's less than a shava pruta, and the halachas like the Tanakama says about tenura. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be work for at least a shava pruta. So again, the only way to be chayiv misa is for him to steal the person, take him into his rishus, make him work, and then he sold him. And of course, you have to have edim and asra. Then we had a halacha if someone steals his own son and sells him. Rabbi Shmuel ben Oishar, Rabbi Yechonim ben Breika says he's chayiv. It's as if he stole someone else. The chachamim say he's potter, because the pasuk says v'nimtza biyadai. Someone that it's a chiddush that he was found in his hands. And then the last halacha in the Mishnah was a case of someone who steals someone who's chetzi eved v'chetzi ben chayrin. It's an eved who originally belonged to two partners. One of them freed him, the other didn't, so now he's half free, half eved. Rabbi Yehuda says he's chayiv. Person who steals him is chayiv misa v'chenek v'chachamim say that he would be potter. Incidentally, if someone stole a nefesh and sold him to one of his relatives, in other words, he stole, let's say, Chaim, and sold Chaim to one of the relatives of Chaim, for example, to Chaim's father or to his brother. So the ganef is pater an misa, because it says, ki yamatzi ish goinef nefesh me achiv, it has to be until the ganef separates him from his brothers. But here, he sold him to one of his brothers. Of course, he's not allowed to do that, but he just wouldn't be chayiv misa. As the Shemizrach, when you learn the Gemaras, you will see these sugyas.